This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour two. A lot of football coming up. NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now. A couple of different Falcons discussions in 20 minutes as well. Back page with Bo at 12:40. We'll react a little bit to the golf weekend as well. That was both TGL and PGA Tour at 12:40 for a minute. Also, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and
you,
start packing.
Dude, I just saw something, and we were talking about the NBA All-Star and Draymond, what he said. And for some reason, the algorithm, they had a highlight of Draymond. There's nothing funnier than that dude, man. I'm talking about the kicking of the people and everything. The whole it was like a 3-minute clip. But
just the highlight reel
of Draymond acting a fool. That, we were talking about disliking people and everything like that. Like, how he had Rudy Gobert in that chokehold, did not like him.
No, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
He was waiting for his moment for years.
Yes.
So I don't know what it was that really sent him over the edge.
Yes.
But he, like a serial killer, like a cold, calculated serial killer, decided to bide his time and wait. And as soon as he saw it, he jumped right in there and got Rudy in that chokehold. Yeah, he did.
And then the dude he chased down, like he turned the ball over at his end and then runs all the way down and just tackles the dude.
Yep.
Like, why, Dre?
He's got anger problems.
Dre got problems,
he's got
man.
Anger issues.
But you just sit there watching him.
I mean, they suspended him last year so he could go to counseling for anger issues. Like, you know how bad you have to be for your job to be like, all right, we're gonna
pay you.
Paid leave.
But you got to get some help.
You got to get some training.
You got to get some help, dog. Because this dude, he has stepped on Sabonis. Like,
yeah.
How did you think that was going to, like.
He kicked Steven Adams right in the junk.
I mean, just flailing and just right in it.
Right in it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got problems, man. It's very funny. It's very, very funny.
But, like, you know, don't we need guys like that, though, a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times the things that you value in sports the highest are the things that in real life you wouldn't like at all.
Yes.
Like the things you say about the guy, he's a killer. All he wants to do is win and he'll stop at nothing. He's a sociopath when it comes to winning. It's like, yeah, that's right. I don't want to be friends with that guy.
No,
that sounds awful.
But we
love that kind of stuff with athletes.
He predicted them winning. He said, we win the championship.
What did he do? He did that?
Yeah, that's what Dre said. Yeah, he predicted they'd win the championship.
Huh.
Good for you, Dre.
Well, it's going to be a tall task.
Yeah.
They've been better with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but Jimmy's 41 damn free throws since he's been there.
Yeah, he's been getting to the line.
Damn.
For sure.
That's unbelievable.
He changes their whole team. Now, I don't know if he changes them into a championship
team. I can't see it.
But, yeah, it's a good trade.
But I like the trade. I like the trade for Jimmy. I just want to because they haven't had a whole offseason. That's the one thing about ball. It's like, after a while, in training camp, you get tired of hitting the same guy, practicing the same guy. And then that's when the tempers flare and all those different things. Like, I'm sure the same thing happens in NBA training camps. I'm pretty sure, like, he's going to be chasing Steph off of a screen and Draymond's going to shoulder check him.
Yeah.
And then that's all you need, because that's all Jimmy needs. Jimmy needs a shoulder check. And he's going to go back to Crazy Jimmy.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Crazy again.
Yeah.
Crazy Jimmy is the Jimmy you like.
Yes.
Like him going into full nut mode in the playoffs is the thing that makes him great.
Yes.
That's what we like about these guys. We don't have enough of them anymore. There's like half the guys in the league used to have a screw
loose. We need some Xavier McDaniels.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
damn right we do.
Yeah, we need another Xavier.
Even like the stars.
Charles Oakley.
But like, yeah, like, okay. But like the stars, though. Like even the stars. Like it was Dr. J and Moses Malone had Larry Bird in a headlock.
They put their ass.
Those are three of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Yes.
Put him in a headlock. I'm going to punch him while you have him.
And hold him
and
tight.
Hold him. I'm going to get him.
And Rose held him tight.
Yeah.
And Dr. J was peppering him.
It was just. Yeah, it was just peppering him with jabs. It was great. I don't know. Maybe that's not great. Maybe that was bad. Maybe it's bad to encourage that, but I liked it. I was too young to watch it when it was happening, but I liked the highlights of
it.
Yeah. I mean, I like that stuff.
But would that make the game better?
Because here's why. Because the things that led to that were what made the game great.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just like pulling up for threes for 45 minutes and then you get tired of somebody
because
they didn't like your Instagram post. That was years of bubbling anger because they couldn't get over the top against him. He kept beating him in the playoffs and Larry Bird told you about it.
Yes.
He would tell you about it all game long.
Best trash talker there is.
Yeah. Yes. You were tired of hearing that
mouth. Yeah, Dr. J.
So you punched him
in the best one in the NFL was when he talks about, when James Worthy talks about Larry. Because James hates Larry. Because Larry would give him the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, James wasn't the most strong-minded of the Laker group. You know, it was easy to take him out of his
game. Got it.
And Larry would do that a lot. But
Dominique tells great
Dominique
stories
tells
about
great
it.
Stories about it, too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, hey. But they say he's the best trash talk ever.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the main genius of the dog in me, I couldn't take him talking trash to me. I would have to line him up. At a certain point, Larry would have to get lined up.
Well, especially when he was telling you, like, you didn't belong in the league and they're letting you guard me tonight.
Yes.
All right, 35. And then he put it on you really over and over again. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys did.
Yeah.
But he still kept getting them, though.
I got to line him up.
Yep.
I got to line Larry
Nothing
up,
wrong
man.
With it.
I got to line Larry up.
That's what Moses and Dr. J did.
They jumped Larry Bird.
They had to.
They jumped Larry Bird.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The franchise tag is usable now?
Yes.
So teams are going to start using it. I was reading a list of guys that are most likely to get franchised. Feels like T. Higgins is pretty in line for that. I know they just franchised him last year. That would give him like a little $5 million bump. He'd be about $26 million. They're trying to keep that crew together. It's going to be expensive to do so.
Window opens at 4, Abe said.
4, okay.
Okay. I think because you look at how, and we've talked about this, how the Bengals contract structure, it's just whack now.
Yep.
They give the quarterback, they give him 2 guaranteed years. Everybody else give him 1. They give him 1. And so when you're talking about Jamar Chase is not – No, you got to break rules for this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you need to have new rules for your organization.
Exactly.
In
and I look at it from a standpoint, if I'm T. Higgins, I want my long-term deal. But, no, I'm not going to say that because all players hate the franchise.
Yeah, and they should hate it.
They should hate
Especially
it.
Especially great then, players like
and,
those
and
guys.
And then you look like where they're going to go with him. But if you're giving Jamar 37?
He's going to get somewhere between $36 and $40 million.
Yeah, okay. Then what do you give T.?
Franchise 30? Tag.
No, it's a man. If you're
right.
Like
on the open market.
Most teams can't function with two $30 million receivers a highest paid, one of the high-end quarterbacks, and then you got Trey Hendrickson.
Right, and here's the thing about it is you want all those guys, but you had all those guys last year, you missed the playoffs.
Exactly.
So you start allocating all of your money just to 5 people.
Yeah.
They've got holes.
They got holes everywhere.
Everywhere.
They got holes everywhere.
And that's what happens is you start paying the top-end guys. You can't win without top-end guys. Rent starts coming due on these draft picks that you've made.
Mm-hmm.
You have other holes because you haven't replenished the draft stock.
If you're, and again, because he led the league in sacks, he's one of the best pass rushing football trainers. I'm like, damn, still 2 years ago, Falcons find a way to get him. But would you franchise and trade him? Or something like, you know what I mean?
You might have to trade.
You got to get something. For Trace, who could have a player?
You can't have all 4 of those guys.
You can't.
At high dollar contracts and miss the playoffs.
So I'm asking you, what would you rather have? The pass rusher or the number 2 receiver? A really good number 2 receiver.
Pass rusher. I'd rather have Trey Hendrickson.
So sign a trade with T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Or like the Washington.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But then you're just getting draft picks, right?
But that's fine. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll take that.
But they got to do better in the draft,
You'd rather do that than have somebody walk out.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at – Trey Henderson is a top flight pass rusher. Mm-hmm. They'll grow on trees. Now, he was the top flight pass rusher. Your defense was still ass last year.
I know. That's true.
So
the only reason you were alive in week 18 was because your offense was so prolific.
Yes.
But yeah, and it's a tough spot. And that's what happens.
Can I ask a GM question here? Can you franchise tag T. Higgins, and then if you come to an extension, are you able to then also tag after that?
Oh, yes. You can?
Yes.
So now, there's a deadline on tags.
There's
though.
A deadline on
yeah,
tags.
Yeah, the window closes.
But what you're saying is, okay, so you franchise T. Higgins. Well, you got to do it now. And right. then you work out an extension for him, then he's off the
can
tag.
Can you then franchise Hendrickson?
Right, before the window closes?
Before the window closes,
then you put the – you shouldn't be allowed
You should not be allowed
You
to
should only
that.
Be allowed and, to and, give and, it to and, one guy.
I'm not 100% sure, but yeah. I think you can.
Yeah, they should negotiate that out. I remember Drew Brees had to go to arbitration years ago because he had been on the franchise tag multiple years in a row, but then he was on the Saints. He was on a different team, and they tried. They're like, "No, you can't. The guy can't be on the franchise tag 3 years in a row, whether it's spread between different teams."
Yeah,
that was a win. That was a rare win for players on the franchise tag negotiating.
Right. Yeah, but I think that but where they are, you look at Cincinnati. I mean, it's just how they do business. They've all, but that's what I'm saying. They've always. Yeah. This ain't nothing new. These new contracts. Come on, Carson Palmer said, "I retire."
He quit.
I don't want to be here.
And he literally sat out until he got traded.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Again, if you can't afford to own the team, then maybe you should sell it.
Dude, they start slow too often. They need to get this done.
Yeah. Get it done.
Get it done.
But this is what they do because they're not a good organization.
Yeah,
because what is it? Their owners are broke or what? Not broke, but like in the conventional sense of the NFL world.
He's one of them dudes, man. He believes that player salary is going to go down.
Okay.
You can't tell me he don't believe that.
Yeah.
He believes that player salary is going to go down.
So he's just fighting the tide.
That's all he's doing.
He's out there with a mop trying to scoop up the ocean. Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Probably not going to work out for them. Yeah. It's probably going to continue. Here's the thing, though. As long as you have Joe Burrow, you're still relevant. You're still, and I don't know if your window's open per se because you've missed the playoffs with him. But as long as you have Joe Burrow, you got a chance.
Yeah,
and he's one of the best
good.
Quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's that good.
Lawrence not going to Pittsburgh.
Officially. Ask him that.
Well, it was a rumor. It was reported last week by multiple insiders that the Steelers had called.
Oh, about him?
Yeah.
Really? I would have.
Yeah.
New head coach.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. But new head coach, he's still young. He still, to me, I think Trevor Lawrence still has runway to go. I do.
Okay, he better.
I do.
He better.
I do, dog.
Otherwise, that's going to be one of the worst contracts in NFL history.
Yeah.
Here's Trevor Lawrence talking about it.
I didn't really see anything. My agent texted me and was like, and then, of course, I saw it after. He texted me and said, hey, this is a report that's out there. I don't think there's anything to it, but I'll check into it. So I saw it, and it's funny, though. When he sent it to me, I was like, you know, I wouldn't say your heart drops, but you're kind of like, you think, and then I'm like, thinking about like, well, I can't even get, I have a no trade clause in my contract. So I can't,
oh, really?
I would know about it if I was getting traded or if that was something that was going to happen, you know, I'd have to be on board with it. So, which I'm not, I'm happy here in Jacksonville. I plan on, we want to win a Super Bowl here. And, you know, I think we can do that.
It's always funny when you hear those reports. I remember it was a report once. I was like, it was a trade deadline, veterans that could be possibly traded, trade deadline. And my name came up. So I called Drew.
On TV?
Yeah, I was like, Drew. He's like, don't worry about that. It's a rumor because of your cap number. Y'all stink.
Right.
And some team wanted to trade for you or something like that.
So that was just kind of people connecting the dots.
Yeah, connecting the dots. That's
that
all
might
that
be
was.
What this
that's
is,
all that
too.
Was.
Like you just said.
Yeah,
new coach.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh needs one. Franchise is bad.
Yes.
Team's bad. Maybe you could make it work. I just think. It's hard to trade a guy with a $275 million contract coming due.
Yes.
But if he said the right thing because that's what you say. He was probably on a radio station or a podcast related to the Jaguars. I'd like to go there. I'd rather be a Pittsburgh Steeler than a Jacksonville Jaguar.
I would.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's the nicest city in Jacksonville.
I had a good time in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I had a good time in Duval. I'm not going to put that on Duval. Duval's I can't lie, man. Jacksonville's
people don't say much about Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I don't hear much about it.
Yeah, I mean, ever since the Fox and closed down, it ain't the same.
Well, that's
I'm sure they got another Fox somewhere around there, but it ain't the original Fox.
Yeah, in terms of Florida cities, you hear a lot about.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what you hear.
That's what you hear right there.
You hear a lot about Miami.
Yeah,
a lot of like South Florida places.
Yeah, like Jacksonville's like
people talk about Florida man.
Yeah, people talk about Daytona.
Daytona, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they had a race over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Did the Bush guy win?
No.
Oh, he didn't win.
It was a big wreck.
Yeah, no, I saw it was delayed. I thought the thing was, because I was watching, it was on one of the TVs where I was sitting at a little sports bar having something to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, is the race on?
Kind of all the best guys wrecked. And, like that? And then William Byron won it.
Okay,
congrats to him.
Way to go, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know him?
Big fan.
Okay, big fan. No, I wanted the Bush guy because I saw they showed him and he had the whole dress. Like, head to toe racetrack was Bush like.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah,
to
man. I mean, I got to throw my support somewhere.
You have to.
Yeah.
I
mean, Chase is my favorite guy. That's the guy for him, right?
Yeah.
He's my favorite racer.
Yep. Chase Elliott.
Yeah, he's Dawsonville, right?
Dawsonville zone.
Yeah, man. He's my favorite.
Son of Bill Elliott. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Shout out to Dawsonville. Love Dawsonville.
And dad. And old
dad. Old dad. Shout out to old dads.
All day.
Palmer crew.
Who?
Great Wings. The Palmers.
Oh.
That's the family.
Oh, then no.
Yeah.
Then no. I mean, y'all are buddies. You know, you leave me out of those kind of things.
I mean,
y'all golfing and everything.
They came down here and met us at the same time.
I met them and everything, but you do stuff extra with them.
You could have golfed with us every time.
You never say to them, hey, Randy would like this.
Hey, guys, Randy would like this. Next time we golf, I haven't golfed with those guys in 3 years, by the way, because I haven't played golf really in 3 years. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a couple different Falcons topics after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That's something we need to bring back.
What?
Whistling and beats.
Whistling and beats.
Yeah, it's more
always,
whistles.
It always seems like it goes with it, right? Yeah.
What kind of whistler are you?
I'm solid.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm solid. I've never, but I've always, and I can never ever get down the finger whistle.
Oh, me too. I want one so bad.
I've always wanted to do that, but I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Such an elite dad move at like the beach when you're trying to call all the kids back in, or like things get a little out of hand, you just hit them with the loud finger whistle.
I've never been able to do that.
Me either.
But I'm solid. I'm pretty solid whistler.
You are?
Yeah, pretty solid.
You ever known somebody who was like a top tier, like almost like, wow, that's kind of beautiful?
Yeah, like it sounds like a train horn.
No, I don't mean that. I mean like somebody who could whistle along with music, and it sounds
like
my grandpa would listen to like old jazz music and just hit whistle solos, and it was like, dang, like that's as good as the Louis Armstrong that's going on right now.
But no,
the man could have gone pro whistling.
I'm pretty sure there is like somebody who did like a whistling album out there.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure there is. I'm pretty sure like they probably got a Grammy for it too.
They had Blow the Whistle going on Saturday and Sunday a little bit.
How can you not love that song? How can you not love that song?
But that's an actual whistle.
I'm trying to figure out again, how did it become something with Philadelphia when it's always been a bass song?
Always has been.
It's always been a bass song.
Too Short. Yes. It's about as Bay Area as there's it gets.
I know he lives here in Atlanta. We found that out. But no,
yeah, but he's associated
too
with
Too Short is
music
the Bay. What's my favorite? Oh my! You remember Dylan didn't know that?
Yes, I do.
Young ass.
I had to text him.
God,
got E-40 to actually say Pascal Siakam.
Oh, really?
Which was very funny. Because remember that tweet? Somebody was like, "I can't imagine E-40 saying Pascal Siakam."
Yeah,
and he said it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to
really?
Be.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't really like lean into it like you would want to.
Because usually he has a guy get that spit right.
Yeah, man. He sounds like he's got marbles in there a little bit. One of one. Very unique. He was there, though. Of course he was. Always. Always representing the Bay Area whenever they have stuff there. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Spent a little time in the NFL No Huddle talking about the franchise tags that might be handed out today when the tag deadline starts at 4 o'clock. Don't see the Falcons being on that list. Don't see the Falcons having any franchise tags to hand out.
If Judon had 10 sacks, he'd be a franchise.
Yeah, sure. Or if Justin Simmons had played really well or something like that. One of those one-year guys.
One of those two probably would have been if they were going to use the franchise. But no, they're not using the franchise for nobody.
Yeah, neither one of those guys played very well. And none of their draft picks are coming due. And there isn't any end of contract. Yeah, there just isn't. And it's a good thing to not have to use it. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Usually, because I think it means you've kind of managed your contract situations well. It tends to be like a last resort kind of thing that teams use. Falcons haven't used the franchise tag much at all in team history anyway.
No.
But they're not going to use it this offseason. The interesting thing for me is I think we all pretty well understand that Kirk Cousins is going to be cut unless they can find some sucker to trade him.
Right.
The interesting thing for me is going to be the other guys that are potential cap casualties. David Onyemata feels like likely.
Yes. He seems like
doesn't send you a ton, but it's I think it's like 8 against the cap for this coming offseason. The hard one's going to be Grady.
Yep.
Like that's a hard conversation.
That is going to be the one. That is going to be, you know, who do we talk to when we are talking about Grady? Remember that conversation?
I do.
He is the Falcons when you talk when we talk about.
God, I think it was Ulbrich. Remember when we interviewed Jeff Ulbrich?
It might have been that
because he knows him from his previous.
Right.
And we talked just about that, guys that he was familiar. I'm pretty sure he said a lot of nice things about Grady.
Yeah,
I think
the one thing with it is, you know, you want Grady here.
Right.
But at
but
what
you don't want to have to pay
you
him
want
as much
Grady
as you're paying
at.
Him.
Exactly. And so I think that's always going to be the key thing when you talk going into this offseason. It's one of the key moves because I just think, you know, he came back off of a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his first year after knee injury. And so you would assume that he's going to have a better year this year. But at his age and at his price tag, how do you do that?
And if you cut him,
and if you
save $16 million against the cap.
And they haven't done a good job of putting people around. I mean, he was okay his first year. He was okay the first year.
Yeah, he was pretty good first year.
Yeah, but last year, I think he just wasn't. And so they haven't done a good job. Again, Grady got hurt. But they haven't done a good job, you know, putting another solid – They haven't put anybody better than him on that defensive line.
No, pretty much. Grady's been the best guy on the line every year he's been here, which is no slight against him. He's a really good player. Like, he's a really, really good player. But, I mean, to get so fortunate to hit on a draft pick in the fifth round and be able to retain him as long as you have and have him be an anchor of the defense and the defensive
undersized
line.
Undersized as he is.
And never be able to put the crew around him. Like, I mean, the team that they had that went to the Super Bowl was probably the best all-around group around him. Maybe the next year was even better when you had a lot of those guys back and you added Dontari Poe and they were a top 10 defense. But since then, it's just kind of been like, you know.
Revolving door.
The amount of guys. Like, who was the Marlon Davidson? Who was a second-round draft pick. Yep. Rupert Rover rose 1 year into it, so who knows. But hopefully that's not a conversation we're having about him years down the road. Some free agents they've tried to slot in there. It just has been futility. And I saw this going around the internet, Twitter, over the weekend, something we talked about a couple months ago when I first saw it. I mean, it's not just last year. It's not just the last 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. Literally every five-year increment and 10-year increment over the last two decades in the NFL, the Falcons are the worst pass rush. Yeah. They're the worst at pass rush. Last year, they were second worst, but over the last 5 years, they were the worst. Over the last 10 years, they were the worst. Over the last 15 years, they were the worst. Over the last 20 years, they were the worst. So it's not just bad luck, you know? It's just a lack of commitment.
They tried to draft the position.
Been a while.
But it's been a while.
Yeah, that was Dan Quinn tried to do that.
Yeah, they tried to draft the position and bring in free agents and all those different things. Just didn't work out. It just didn't work out.
Over and over and over over again.
They spent, because Tack was Dan pick. I mean, not Tack, but
Tack and Vic both were Dan.
They were Dan picks.
Well, Dan and Thomas.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's okay. So you're spending first round capital on them.
Yeah, and that's when we talk about sort of the, you know, the real commitment prioritizing that side of the ball and trying to, it's not even that side of the ball, the trenches on that side of the ball, the defensive line. They did when Dan Quinn was here and they had a defensive minded head coach. They did, and they still didn't do it to the level that maybe you would want them to, but. They spent first-round draft picks on edge rushers.
And a corner.
And
a corner.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they signed some edge rushers, and they retained Grady and all that kind of stuff. They spent some money on the defensive line. But that was a blip. That also happens to be when they were the best at it over the last 15 years. Not a coincidence.
No.
Like, try to, you know, invest in it, and it might return on you.
I mean, they're gonna have to invest in it. I mean, when you look at
what we've been saying,
in fact, no, but I mean, yeah, but and they took a damn running back, and they took a damn quarterback, you know, and they took a damn receiver
and a tight end, Yeah,
and so yeah, they.
So you know what I mean?
So yeah, exactly what you mean. I understand the skeptic of thinking. I know they got to go defense, but.
But maybe they won't.
But maybe they won't. You know, and it would be a damn shame because I'm like, unless you go in, only offensive position you could go right there is offensive line.
Only one.
Only one.
You'd think.
There's no you think. The only offensive position that they can draft is center.
Right tackle.
And okay. I say center, but right tackle's fine. But yeah, they can't do nothing else. They cannot. I mean, of course they can. They cannot bunk.
Right.
No.
Yeah, probably.
No. We're not going to come here on Friday. All right.
We're not going to come here. We're going to be up there.
Yeah.
And we're going to interview him.
We're going to Green Bay?
No, we're going to be in Flowery.
Oh.
That Friday after the draft, like we always are.
Oh, that's right. We always are there.
And then we'll talk to Terry Fontenot.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, all right. A lot of people thought maybe you'd go defense this year.
So tell us why you needed another receiver.
Tell us about Luther Burden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he fits our ethos.
Yes, got the ethos.
He fits our ethos.
He's made of the right stuff.
Because he is. Luther Burden's a hell of a player.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that is true.
Yeah, he should not be wearing Falcons colors.
No. Not next year.
No. I mean,
they get him on his second contract if, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but no, not next year. No, he does not need to be on there. But yeah, I think that's going to be the if you look at, you know, where's the cap? I know they're projecting we're at like 275 somewhere, so that gives you a little bit more leeway and relief from this whole Kirk Cousins thing. But yeah, like when we were talking last week about, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, that's built over time.
Yep.
Like I saw somebody say some dumbness talking about the Cowboys are one offseason away from being like the Philadelphia Eagles. No, they're not. You can't fill all the holes that they have in one offseason.
No.
All right. having to pay your quarterback, but you have to pay him, having to pay CD, but you have to pay him, and damn sure I have to pay what Micah Parsons is going to want. They already got Diggs on a big deal and everything like that.
Yeah, no, no one is one offseason away from what they
You're
have.
Not because, one offseason.
Because it's not one player.
No.
It's
players.
And they're both in on the offensive line and on the defensive line. Like, they've got guys and a rotation of guys on defense that they've drafted. Like, it's not, I don't know. Everyone wants to make it microwave because
it's not.
It's, and not only is it not, it's also not new. Like, their philosophy of team building is exactly what's won so many good teams championships over the years, is investing draft picks and money, resources, Andy, and time on the trenches.
And they don't play around when it comes to the money part of it. They pay their guy.
Yeah,
and they don't make them wait. And then they don't wait till the last minute or something like that. If you don't get paid by the Eagles, that means they don't want you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like Hassan Reddick, they didn't want it. They didn't want Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
They would have paid him.
Yeah, good. Nice try.
Nice try.
Nice try.
We got faith in this skinny guy over here from Georgia.
Yeah, we drafted a couple guys from Georgia for the defensive line. We're going to see how that plays out. Oh, what do you know? Backfield.
Championship.
Super Bowl. Quarterbacks under duress over and over and over again. And now where's Hassan Reddick at right now?
He's a free agent.
Oh, he is? Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers. They said, I don't believe they said he was pleading. You think he was out there begging, AG, come on, man. Give me one more shot. Not a chance.
I don't think so. But I do think he thinks he's going to get a chance for somebody, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The sports weekend that was. All-Star Game. Hawks back at it on Thursday, by the way. Out of the All-Star break against the Orlando Magic, who they played last week as well. That'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes as well. But I do want to we do want to catch you up on what happened over the weekend in the TGL. All right, so good news and bad news as it relates to the Atlanta Drive in the TGL. They won the first ever overtime match. Yesterday?
Yes, they did.
And then they lost the second ever overtime match yesterday. So they split their double. They had a doubleheader yesterday. They split it. They went 1-1. So now they're 2-1 on the season. Kind of fun because they were down pretty big late in the first match to come back and win it. And I didn't know, you know, you're watching this stuff all for the first time, a lot of it. I didn't know the overtime was decided by best 2 out of 3 closest to the pin.
Which is,
so you just kind of chip close to the pin. It's pretty interesting. Like, I don't know. I didn't know that that's what it was. But, yeah, it was good to see them win like that.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that we were talking about before the show is how they – I wish we had what I'm on. The mentality to switch from having to play what you really do.
Because they all did. By and large, they all played Sunday in San Diego.
And then having to switch that mindset to come back and do the TG. I mean, I think that's just a phenomenal thing to have to do. Because that is, I mean, not saying that this is not something, because they're getting paid to do this.
Right. They're not like heroes.
They're not heroes. But, and they're not getting this. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
Right.
Now, they're getting broke off, banked for this.
Yes.
But just to have to adjust from being outside on the course to the inside, it's got to be a big deal.
I wonder what would be harder. Because like Ludwig Oberg won the tournament on Sunday, played awesome. That dude is just, he's coming. Like, he's going to be, he might be the, I don't know. Scotty's really good, but Ludwig's one of the best players in the world over the next decade, probably. And then he goes and does that. Like, is it harder to win a PGA event, get all that money, and then not just go celebrate and do what you want, go to the TGL? Or is it harder to play on Sunday, have it not go your way, you're frustrated?
And then you got
to
go.
Because you didn't win, and then you have to go. Like, was it harder to be Ludwig yesterday and go do the TGL, or Rory?
Rory.
Yeah.
Definitely. Rory. Yes, it definitely had to be like that. But I saw they had a lot of celebrities. Obviously, Arthur Blank is one of the big-time banks behind this thing. I saw Matt Ryan was there with his 2 sons, which was really cool. And y'all said Serena and her guy was there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He had a – did you see his response to Stephen A?
No, what did he say?
He had just a little post on social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way to go. Stand up for your woman.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go, my guy.
He examined Stephen A psychologically.
Did he really?
Yeah. He goes, it's pretty sad, really. Like, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. He told him, like, he peaked in high school, and he's seeking external validation, and it's not too late to find love. but he probably never will unless he changes his. Yeah, it was pretty good. Whoa. It was pretty good.
He went visceral.
He did. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. Well.
He's like, hey, you want to say something about me and my relationship? Here's what I have to say about you.
I ain't mad at him.
No.
I ain't mad at him, dog. No. Yeah, hey, do what you do. Let me talk about your woman like that, especially when you ain't got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Done. We're good.
We're
doing great.
We good over here pimping.
Yeah, we're good.
You worry about you over there. And don't think, because I know they probably stay down in Florida. I know you down here now. We could be neighbors. Don't make me hem you up, Stephen A. You know Stephen A. can't fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he from Hollis, Queens, but can't fight nobody. So, yeah, he always got his big bodyguards with him. But all they got to do is turn their back to get a hot dog. He's going to run and steal on them.
Just takes one.
It takes one hot dog to get your ass whipped. Because security got to eat, too.
Those guys are huge. Those guys probably have a big appetite.
Yeah, but you got to get lined up right, though, Andy. You got to be just sitting there waiting behind that curtain. Like he going to do an appearance or something?
Nah, I think he just is going to do what he did. I think he handled it. Verbally.
It's pretty funny.
Textually, whatever. Social media-y? I don't know. He posted it. It was fine. Whatever. Hopefully it's over now. No need to comment any further on a marriage that you're not a part of.
Exactly.
Okay? Just, it's fine. Your opinion on their marriage is unnecessary. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Lots of stuff happening in an action-packed three-day weekend, but we'll start with yesterday in what was the big 4-0 for Tara. So happy birthday,
Happy
Tara.
Birthday, T.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Welcome.
T.
Welcome.
And to celebrate, about 1 week from right now, I will be in an airplane with a cocktail in hand, probably have already drank two or three at this point at the airport. Headed to Mexico.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice, nice. What part?
Cozumel.
Love
they
it.
They found a, we're going with three other couples, I believe, and because two, Tara and her best friend are both turning four.
Okay.
Right now-ish. And
have y'all ever been on a trip with these people?
No.
I'm always curious, like, how many couples is too many couples on a couples trip?
That's a lot, but
two.
You know. Yeah. I vibe with all the dudes that are going.
Okay.
So it's fun.
Okay.
We'll hang out and drink, and we're in an all-inclusive resort, so
hell yeah.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
How do you generally feel about flying?
Love flying.
You do?
I like the window seat. I'll sit there the entire time and with my head up to the glass and just look at stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like flying. Andy does not like flying. I don't mind flying. I would prefer not to. But it was crazy because I said we went to my wife, we went to her sister's, and we ordered food and everything because I ain't seen him in so long. Hanging out, and my brother, her brother comes over. He's like, yeah, every time you guys live, I said, well, okay. Yeah, did you hear about the plane that crashed? Like, you know I'm about to get on a plane.
Another one?
Right?
Yeah. Stop telling people that are going to the airport about plane crashes.
Okay, I was like, you know I'm about to, like, in a few hours, I'm about to get on an airplane, right? With your sister and your nephews, right?
Yeah.
You understand this, right?
But don't bring that up.
You don't have to bring it up.
Not a good time to bring that up.
Yes, all right.
Plane crashes do happen, though, and it's a very small percentage. Are we seeing more of these because of social media?
It feels like it, don't it?
It feels like it.
It does.
Feels like it. You're right.
I don't think there's any less plane crashes right now than there were 10 years ago.
They're very few. They almost never happen.
Yes, right? Flying's pretty safe.
It's safer than almost anything we do transportation-wise in life.
Yes.
Statistically. But it does feel like there's more
I don't know why.
But maybe they're reporting it to make it feel like there's more. I really have no idea.
But it feels like it.
But I saw a picture of that plane upside down.
Yeah, I saw the video of how it got upside down, even weirder.
I don't think I want to see that.
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird, I absolutely love the airport people.
Okay.
Yeah, like I'll go 3 hours before a flight and just hang out. And it's a little city. You go have a drink, you go get some lunch, you go read a book, you go watch a movie.
I never liked the airport until I went to the airport without kids. Like, I always went without kids before I had kids, but I didn't know.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And then we went with kids a bunch of times, and that was not great.
No.
And then you go without kids, and it's like, this is pretty amazing. Like,
because
then you see all the people with kids, and you kind of give them the little
solidarity
nod.
My kids are great flyers, except it's the process of getting the little one to shut the hell up.
I can only
because whenever it's quiet, that's when he wants to be loud.
Sure.
On the plane, people trying to sleep. I hear, this bastard's on there. Oh, randomly. Oh, what you doing, dog? Just like random. Just like,
it was too quiet on
here. It was too damn quiet.
Somebody was about to fall asleep.
Hey, that's better than the opposite, though.
Crying or something. I don't mind crying, baby, because I mean, hell. That's what babies do.
It's kind of expected, especially on flights,
that's
but I would much rather not be around it, especially if it's my kid.
The worst is if it's your kid.
Yeah,
if it's somebody else's kid. They feel worse than anybody.
Yeah,
they're trying their hardest to get this baby to stop. Like they're not happy the baby's crying on this airplane. Pop on your headphones, put on a movie, and get a cocktail. You'll be fine.
You're just fine. So a big weekend for SNL, and Randy, you mentioned this one earlier, so I'll play this one first. So Sunday night was their 50th anniversary show. So here's Eddie Murphy doing his best Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, big dog gonna make some big money. A minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat 4 cheese lasagna. If they only got 3 cheeses, I ain't eating it.
That's okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest 3 cheeses.
4 cheese. You're right, 4 cheeses. We got it, Tracy Morgan. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Very good.
Tracy Morgan loves his cheese.
The voice and then the face.
Yeah.
Because he had all the face. That's the biggest thing about
all
Tracy is the face that he makes out there. Like, I know, what was the show that he was in?
30 Rock.
30 Rock. Never, ever watched 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But I love him as bro.
Very funny.
As bro man, as hustle man, he's awesome, dude. And 13 G's. I mean, he makes those faces. It's just unreal.
He is. He's a very.
19 G's.
You got to pay attention. Like, because the stuff he says sometimes isn't funny, but it's the way he says it. Yeah, and then the way he looks. But the best part about the Eddie Murphy one, too, is he was doing Tracy Morgan, and Tracy Morgan was next to him playing somebody else, some character.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was good. I think honestly, they did a really good job. Like, most of the skits were really funny.
As a prelude to the 50th anniversary show, you know, half of Saturday Night Live is musical acts. Right. So Friday night, they did a 50th anniversary concert. I don't care where you lived, it was almost impossible to escape this over the weekend.
They want to get your hand-me-down. Everybody at the party playing those sounds. We're playing here round. Certified lover boy, certified pedophile. I'm going to do myself. Play a tour like a bitch, change your tire. Try like a corner, and it's probably a minor.
It is. I don't know who it is.
This is Will Ferrell and Kanye West.
Oh, Will Ferrell and Kanye West. Okay.
I love it, man. I mean, I saw the one clip where they were doing a jail scene.
Oh, it's like Scared Straight.
Yeah,
right?
Will made a break character because he got his lines. You see Eddie, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, Will had a tough one on Sunday night. He forgot his lines in both the skits.
Yeah, Will, like, he might have had some of that all in him.
Something.
Man.
Yeah, something. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, Will might have had some drinks before that.
The musical performances on the show on Sunday were good, too. Like, obviously, that's a funny joke there. They had Miley Cyrus and the, what's her name, Brittany something from the
Beers?
Alabama Shakes. No, lead singer of the Alabama Shakes. They did
Nothing. Alabama what?
Alabama Shakes.
Oh,
the band.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I think you'd like them. They're really good. But they did a song called Nothing Compares to You. Oh, man. It was very good.
Alabama Shakes.
Both shows were great. Concert.
It's not what you're thinking.
And you know that's what I was thinking. Like, I've been to Alabama Shakes.
She's got an incredible voice. I forget what her last name is. Brittany. Oren will probably text me in 45 seconds.
I've been to Bama Shakes.
Or I could
Google it. Yeah, it ain't it's not worthy.
And then it did draw out all day.
Brittany Howard.
We actually went out for Tara's birthday dinner Sunday night. And this isn't like 8 o'clock at night, and the Daytona 500 is still going on.
Here comes William Byron. Here comes Tyler Reddick racing into the tri-oval. Checkered flag is in the air. William Byron wins the Daytona 500 and becomes a two-time winner, a back-to-back winner of the Great American Race.
Okay, so
from ninth to first. If you saw the finish of this race, like, he just squipped through another wreck that was happening.
Right.
There were several wrecks. There was a weather delay. But the car right behind him, as he goes from ninth to first, the car right behind him gets taken out. Like, he literally squipped right up against the wall and through all this turmoil. Nice little finish, though.
I can't deal with all that. Because that's what the thing about it is, like, when there's all them wrecks right there, that's why it lasts so damn long.
Yep.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Several wrecks, caution flag, and a weather delay. Like, they were on a...
But that's what I saw. That's what I was looking at. It was during the weather delay. And I'm thinking it's about to start. And then they had a little caption, weather delays. Like, oh, so it's not about to start anytime soon.
Terrible. But good for, I mean, the check's not different just because there's a bunch
of
wrecks.
No. That's y'all problem.
He got first place, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And then William Byron gets another check because on Monday night, he rolls right into Monday Night Raw in his car, the 24 car, Hendrick. I don't know. It was painted like his car. Probably wasn't the same car because AJ Styles hopped out of the passenger seat. Dude had an all-gold WWE NASCAR on the logo, but it was a WWE belt. All solid gold. I doubt it was solid gold, like the real, the element, but nice looking belt.
Yeah, good way to
they
celebrate.
Get a WWE belt for anything these days.
They really actually do.
Well, I feel like this is a real one, though. Daytona 500.
It was real size and weight.
Because you remember the when I won fantasy in the championship belt, I got, like, that's them things are they got some weight behind them.
Yeah, but that's a good gift though, like a WWE belt celebrating winning the Daytona 500.
How much do things cost? Because I was
like $250-$300.
I love you,
Bo. I don't have one.
We got
you got to get the authentic, like the replica authentic.
But don't you got to earn it, though? You know what I mean? You got to win something.
I'll take Bo over any, pretty much anybody behind the glass in the station.
Then let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And then give him the belt.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you earned yours. You won fantasy football.
I know, but yet, you know.
William earned his. He won the Daytona 500. I want Bo to have a belt, but he's got to win something to get it.
I know what we can do.
So we need a producer Olympics.
Have him fight Abe.
I was going to say that, but let's do it like the medieval. Let's do like jousting.
Let's go.
Yeah, Bo.
I knew he's going to get excited.
Bo jousts against Chris Thomas.
That's a don't burn. That's like easy work.
And if he wins, then he gets a belt.
Yeah, that's easy. That, like or like
one of the turtles.
Orin would do it because he don't want to hurt the horse.
Orin's got long arms though.
But Orin ain't.
It'd be a tough
Orin
jouster.
Probably be a very good jouster.
I'll take him.
You just got to hit Orin high though.
I'll take.
That's true. There's a lot of
Orin to knock off that horse.
A lot of Orin to hit. All right.
It's a lot of Orin to hit. Yeah.
I mean, he's tall. Long arms. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.